You're with SBS Radio.
SBS Filipino.
Kasama natin si Ann Kabukos mula sa Riverland sa South Australia, ang Pangulo ng Riverland Filipino Community. Magandang araw sa iyo, Ann.
Good morning din po.
Kamusta po ang mga Filipino dyan sa bahagi ng Riverland?
So far, they're all excited about the event. At the moment, we are doing some practicing for our cultural dance. So we created Filipino cultural dancers and also Filipino choir, which is led by Desiree Carbolis.
Ang komunidad Filipino dyan sa bahagi ng Riverland ay magdiriwang ng 120th taong anibersaryo ng kalayaan ng Pilipinas. Ano po ang kakaiba ngayon sa pagdiriwang na ito?
There will be more performances like the some dances, and I'm also expecting more guests from all other neighboring towns within the Riverland, but there's some people coming from the city as well. So Riverland is quite a big place here. I'm not sure if you, have you been here or not, but
yeah. Not yet.
It's comprised with all different regions.
Ilan po bale ang estimate ninyo na Filipino dyan sa Riverland?
So far, I don't have an exact how many family members, but quite few. It could be around 30 to 50 families around the region. And, this year will be our third year to celebrate the Philippine Independence Day. But before that, we haven't started. But yeah, this is our third year, and it has been successful.
Kamustahin po natin yung mga Filipinos dyan, ano po? Ano po yung usually na mga trabaho nila?
Well, I came to the Riverland in 2003, and I work in Department of Health, so I'm a nurse. And I have four sisters. It's four of us. So, my two other sisters are working in the same, like working in the hospital, and others. They have all sorts of different jobs. They work in the company. Some's working in the farm, like picking grapes, look after some other farm, and some work in. It's just hard to say.
Some are varieties.
And some are chefs. But yeah, it's all sorts of jobs.
Gaano po ka-solid ang samahan ng mga Filipino dyan sa bahagi ng Riverland? Alam ko na taon-taon ang Filipino choir ay kumakanta sa mga events dyan sa bahagi ng Riverland, lalo tuwing Disyembre, buwan ng Disyembre. Pero sa mga activities po ninyo at sa activities ng kabuo ang Riverland, gaano po ang suporta ng Filipino community?
So far, they're very strong. We're really united. So they help each other. Last Christmas, we had a Filipino Christmas party. So there'll be around 20-30 families attended. So we're always having a function here in the Riverland. We haven't just birthday or anything, or baptismal. So we're always invited, and yeah, I can see that so many Filipinos.
For get together, para magkasama-sama kayo.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. But then sometimes it's very hard because some other are working. But we tried to work it out with our schedule.
Meron din po bang mga naka 457 visa dyan sa bahagi ng Riverland?
Yes, I knew there were some.
Ano po yung suporta na binibigay ng Riverland Filipino community sa mga new migrants o mga bagong dating na mga kapwa Pilipino?
Well, I haven't really met some of them. Mm-hmm. But at least, you know, when it comes to legalities and paperwork, yes, we can refer them where to go. And then sometimes they celebrate for welcome party for them. I think that's the only way.
Yes.
And if they need help, so they come to some other people that they can ask for help.
Yung officers po ninyo, ano po, gano'n na po katagal yung Riverland Filipino community na set of officers?
Actually, it wasn't really created. Only this year, early this year, na organized na sila na ibuo natin yung group Riverland Filipino community, and then we've set an officers.
Wow, and congratulations then!
Sa totoo lang, talagang mahirap because, you know, it's a lot of commitment.
Yes.
It's a lot of commitment, especially if you're working full-time and then you have to, you know, organize the events and just to put it all together is very hard. It's sometimes so difficult, but that's okay. I can manage.
Kakayanin.
so far it's okay.
It's good to hear na syempre ngayon, kumbaga officially, meron na kayong officers dyan at mas magkakaroon pa ng magandang samahan ang mga Filipino dyan sa bahagi ng Riverland. At any future projects na naka-line up bukod dito sa celebration ng Independence Day?
I'm happy to, you know, to do some more fundraising so that we have funds for anything that, especially in our country, if they need help, so we can send something. And also the new immigrants as well, if they need help, so we can offer them as well. So I'm happy. That's my future goal, to do more fundraising so that we have funds to support them.
Oo. Sa mga nakikinig po sa atin, lalo na dyan sa mga nakatira malapit o sa nakapalibot sa Riverland, paano po sila makipag-ugnayan sa inyo or how can they get in contact with you in case they want to join any of your activities o maging member ng Riverland Filipino community?
We did create Riverland Filipino community group in through Facebook. So that's on the way. So we just sent, we just put up a message there and everyone responded.
So it's Riverland Filipino community.
Yes, we have one in our own. We open a Facebook, and also we have also the separate one for the choirs and for the dancers.
Congratulations, syempre, at magandang pagdiriwang po o paggunita ng Araw ng Kalayaan ng Pilipinas.
Yes, we already distributed all the our flyers, and we send them SMS. And also through Facebook Messenger. So well, I'm hoping. I mean, expecting at least over 100 will turn up for the event.
Ito po ay sa June 16.
Yep, June 16, starting at 4 p.m. is the 4 p.m. registration. So hopefully, the program will start at 5.
At aasahan namin na maibahagi ninyo ang ilang mga larawan o photos from the event.
Yeah.
Maraming salamat, Ann Kabukos, mula sa Riverland Filipino Community, at all the best po sa inyo dyan.
Walang problema, ma'am. You have a good day.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.